broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for December the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, my fellow Americans, we believe in and follow the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That is our guide. We're also grateful and appreciative to the founding fathers. They put the checks and balances in place like no other country before it. What a blessing and a half. And by the way, that is the keys to solutions in America today. A good, honest, moral people standing up for the checks and balances that made America great. We reject revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're all doing fantastic. We are live 6 days a week for a reason. There's so much news to cover, not enough time to cover it all. But this is your understanding of how do we protect God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property? I mean, it's that simple of a discussion, right? How do we use the media to influence people to understand that, you know what, we've got to turn to God for protection and solutions. And if we don't, we're in serious trouble. Our founders understood it. De Tocqueville understood it. Hey, America's great because America's good. That means moral. The founders had said you have a unique form of government. You have a republic. If you can keep it, what do they mean? We've got to remain a moral people, folks. And as we turn our back on God as a nation, we're having nothing but problems, folks. And then people want to blame the supreme law of the land. That isn't going to work. You've got to embrace the principles that made America great. You got to have pure application of the principles that turn us to God, not government, for solutions. The more we are a self-governed people under the Ten Commandments, the greater chance we shall remain free. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's show. We had our guest on, Mr. Richard Mack, former sheriff and president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. CSPOA.org is his website. He's also involved with several people, including myself, relating to the Freedom Coalition, a website where we say there is no liberty with innocence in prison, ladies and gentlemen. And that's our huge topic today. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. We talked about Alabama cops kill the wrong man. What a shame. The guy that was using his Second Amendment rights to protect people literally got shot by the cops when they got there. Man, it kind of makes you wonder, should we call the cops when these things go down? Oftentimes, it just runs off the rails and goes wrong, doesn't it? We've taught them to be trained killers. We've taught them to be the aggressors. We've taught them to love violence, haven't we? What a sad tale to tell. We had our guest on, Mr. Larry Klayman, FreedomWatchUSA.org, and we talked about, hey, Jerome Corsi is finalizing a criminal complaint against Mueller. Yeah, the Hill's right in those details. Documents filed will claim that the special counsel and his team were literally asking Jerome Corsi to lie and commit criminal violations. Jerome says, I will not lie. I'll go to prison first. Wow. We also talked about Joe Arpaio suing the New York Times for New York Times takedown. Time will tell how that goes. We talked about Donald Trump tweeting from Buenos Aires, Argentina. What do you know about the chicken tax, ladies and gentlemen? Do you know much about it? It has to do with cars, not chickens, by the way. Rand Paul tweeting he enjoyed meeting with criminal justice reformers, and he said we need to pass the First Step Act. I agree, we need to get that done. It's not perfect, but we got to get it done. But it's not even near enough, folks. I'm telling you right now, it's like trying to get a glass of water to a forest fire. But I appreciate it. It's better than nothing, but come on now. We've got to really double down. We've got literally friends everywhere going to jail. You know what? We have 5% of the world's population, 25%+ of the world's locked up population. What on earth is going on? What's going on here? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we have 25% of the world's population locked up. What I'm saying is, hey, we've got more people in prison than anybody. 25% of the world's prisoners are in America, right? We talked about a rock-throwing mob migrant group literally using women and children as human shields. and we're running around debating international tear gas usage. Did Ammon Bundy pick a fight with President Trump over immigration? The mainstream press wants you to believe so. We believe that's a lie to try to divide the constitutionalists, huh? There you go. That was hour one. Liberty Roundtable Live, hour two. Yesterday, we had on our guest, Mrs. Sidney Powell, attorney and author of a book called Licensed to Lie, Exposing Corruption in the Department of Justice. LicensedToLie.com, FederalAppeals.com are her websites. And we talked about Donald Trump threatens to declassify devastating documents about the Russia probe and the Democrats. But then the commander-in-chief said he could unclassify this stuff and it would be really, really, really bad. But then President Trump said, well, maybe some things the public shouldn't see because it's so bad. President Trump, double down, please. Let's get to the truth. Let's get transparency. Let's pardon innocents in prison. And let's do it yesterday. Please, sir. Please. There's a science shocker now. I guess science has discovered that Adam and Eve are for real. Man, haven't us Bible folks been telling them that for decades, for centuries, for millennia? I mean, come on. All right, Donald Trump's great wall becomes Donald Trump's great stall, writes Ann Coulter. And sadly, she's talking about that. You know, President Trump talked a lot on the campaign trail, folks, and we appreciate his speech on the campaign trail. But man, he was a warrior on the campaign trail. But when it comes to really getting it done, I don't know where Donald is. He's like missing in action. I'm not trying to be critical. I'm trying to be truthful. Donald, you've got to get rid of this swamp around you, folks. These swamp folks around you. And you have got to. I'm telling you, President Trump, you have got to work on these prisoners that are getting thrown in jail. Because you know what? It's somebody else today, but it's going to be you tomorrow, sir, if we're not very careful. I pray that doesn't happen, but I'm just telling you, these people are evil. They'll stop at nothing. You've underestimated the swamp, sir. And our prayers are with you, and we hope we can get good people around you before it's too late. Well, let's start with those who are struggling the most, shall we? We talked about Steve Stockman. We've talked about how wrong his case is for a long time. We've talked about the Bundys. We've talked about prisoners and how wrongful many prison sentences have become when the Justice Department and others run off the rails. You got circuit court judges and district court judges. I mean, they're running amok. The courts are going to destroy this whole country if we let them. These judges are above the law. It's out of control. The checks and balances are to impeach these judges. They're supposed to be there for life upon good behavior, folks, not upon criminal activity. But somehow they seem to be above the law, and we seem to not be able to rein them in. Anyway, I digress, but I bring that up so that people understand the problem. That is where the problem is. We've got a rogue Justice Department, rogue governments that literally manipulate juries, tell them lies. Juries decide on the wrong discussions. They're not fully informed. You've got indictments handed down in these grand juries before the accused even has the chance to face their accuser. I mean, it's a violation of due process railroad all the way through, folks. But technically, it's not double jeopardy. Technically, and they go on and on and on and on. I'm telling you, it's a disgrace. And we better fix it now, or it's going to be you and me tomorrow. I'm telling you right now. So, with that in mind, we've talked about Steve Stockman. I've been involved in this since the George Hansen days, ladies and gentlemen. George Hansen, a former congressman from Idaho, tried to take on the IRS, and they literally, absolutely, completely destroyed his life. Now Lois Lerner goes free, and Steve Stockman, who tried to rein in the IRS once again, is in prison. If that doesn't highlight the tip of the iceberg and the deep dive on what's going on in America, I don't know what does. But there are other prisoners, many of them you don't know about, that are similarly, in my opinion, politically in a noose. And we've got almost a political hanging, so to speak, going on here. And Donald Trump seems to not even, I don't know if he's aware of it or if he's afraid of it. I just don't know. All right, our guest is Philip Zodiotti. And there is a case right now, Philip Zodiotti and the United States go in battle, head-to-head, if you will. I don't know why. We'll talk about that. But we're seeking a presidential pardon for Philip Zodiotti. All right? It's a long, complicated, twisted story. On one hand, it's so complicated, it'll take us like 2 hours almost to cover it, probably. On the other hand, it's so simple, you'll go, what? What did you just say? I kid you not, it's almost crazier than a John Grisham novel. It's crazy. Philip, welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
And thank you for my lengthy explanation, but I hope I've set the stage for people to understand what we're up against here.
I think you have.
All right. Now, let's talk about you as a person. First off, who are you? Tell people who you are, Philip.
Well, I'm a Christian businessman, and my wife and I have dedicated our lives to helping others. We're very involved in missions. We believe, the Bible talks about when somebody comes to you with a need and you have the wherewith to help that person, you should help that person. So all my life, if somebody's come to me and want to borrow money and, or had some kind of need, my wife and I would always supply it, and it's just the way we've lived our life.
All right. Now, when he says he's a businessman, ladies and gentlemen, he's incredibly modest. We'll get into that in just a second. But it's you and your wife. You're Christians, and you have a bunch of children, right?
Yeah, we have 6 children. They're all adopted from Central America.
Now, you want to hear a cool story? I come from a family of 7 children, and we're all adopted, too, every one of us. Just thought I'd tell you that. Ladies and gentlemen, Philip Zodiotti with me. Quick pause, right back. We'll get into his story. I'm telling you, it is riveting. It's a tearjerker. You need to pray. We all need to pray for Philip, Zodiotti, and really pray more for his wife than even Philip. We'll get into that too, in my opinion. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. And his children, huh?
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as I said, there is no liberty with innocence in prison. Our guest, Philip Zodiotti. All right? It is the United States against Philip Zodiotti. We're talking about a case for a presidential pardon, ladies and gentlemen. We need the Donald. My headline says, breaking news, another Christian in America headed to prison. Where's the Donald? That's what I'm wondering. 419fund.com is where you can help out with this. They need your money. Look, the government's literally drained all their resources, folks. 419fund.com. It's a Christian service, kind of like, a lot of these fundraising sites, but it's a Christian one. 419fund.com is where you can help Philip Zodiotti and family. So, Philip, I know that you're going to be going to prison here soon if we don't get Donald to do something, and we're praying to the Almighty to help here. But I'm praying more for your children and for your wife than even you, believe it or not. I'm sure you'd agree with that. But how old are your children?
They range from 21 to 33.
All right. So at least they're grown up, right?
Yes.
But they've got children themselves, right?
I have two grandchildren.
All right. So we got children and grandchildren in the mix, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, we're talking about not separating families here. The liberals make a big issue of this. But what about separating families right here in America, folks? What about people who come to America legally and then they get separated by government even though they're all legal? What about that? Anyway, we digress, but I'm making some serious points that we need to kind of understand. What the heck's going on around here, ladies and gentlemen? The illegals don't get separated because they've got rights? Okay. I'm only half stupid, right? All right. Anyway, Philip, so your wife, I'm praying more for them and for your children and grandchildren than even for you, sir.
Okay, good.
Not that I don't want to pray for you, but I'm just saying it seems like they're almost as big of a victim as you in this case, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about your business. You're being humble. You're just like, hey, I'm a businessman. I try to help people. I'm a Christian. But let's talk about what kind of a businessman you are, because I think that's what the politically motivated agenda really is here, to take down what you're doing. So you have a, what do they call this? A direct mail expert? Is that kind of what you are?
Yes, that would be correct. And we've helped a lot of organizations over the years, basically raise funds and also get create awareness of critical issues in this nation. We were very much involved in exposing Barack Obama and his crimes and his, for instance, his illegal birth certificate and his ineligibility to be president. We were very, very much involved in that and probably responsible for the fact that over 60% of the country doubted his legitimacy as president. So I had a big target on my back, even though my name wasn't on any of the mail we produced. And I'm talking, you know, probably 100 million pieces of mail. And when this, my prosecution was actually mandated from the highest levels of government.
And I don't know what the highest levels of government means, but we'll get into that in a second. So you have a company, what's it called, direct response?
Yes, direct. We specialize in direct mail. And basically creating awareness, creating political action, creating pressure for where it needs to be created to help with critical issues that this country faces.
And so let's be clear, the whole reason you got into this was to advance Christian causes, right?
Yes, that's correct. We help a lot of Christian organizations, a lot of missions groups. That's really where my heart is. But we do the other stuff as well.
Yeah, sure. In other words, when you have a business, you're not turning folks away necessarily. I'm just
right.
Letting people kind of understand your heart and what drives you and what you do, and you're yep. advocating for the principles that matter most. Now, a lot of these Christian folks that you've helped, are they doubling down and helping you, sir?
There has been some, yes, it's been very disappointing that a lot of the Christian leaders have literally turned on me. See it as an opportunity not to pay their bills, et cetera, et cetera.
So let me ask you this. Have they really turned on you, or are they just afraid? You know what? We've got a nation where, you know what, if the IRS is invoked or if some kind of a crime, you know, they can put these charges out against somebody. And, man, you read it, and first you just go, oh, my gosh, run. Are these people really turning on you, or are they just afraid?
Well, I think some are afraid. Some have literally seen it as an opportunity to for financial advancement. So, and I'm not going to name names or anything like that, but
of course.
So I've had some of both, and most, for the most part, people that know me have been very, very supportive.
Because your character speaks louder than anything else.
That's correct.
And that's why I bring that up, because I want people to know your heart, right?
Yeah. And you haven't got into the case. Nobody knows what you're talking about here. But what the government's done has been very egregious. And it's been politically motivated from the start. And it's not just me. There's others involved in this case, too.
And we'll get into that. So I don't mean to ignore the case, but I'm trying to set the stage on who you are and what you've done and that political reality that people need to understand. You've been very politically involved But not in a political way. And I know that sounds strange, but what I'm saying is you've done your best to use your mail service to advance Christian principles and to highlight truths. And that, that, in my opinion, that seems unrelated, is the core of your case, is it not?
Yes. And we, you know, we've always considered this business, and the name of the business is Response Unlimited, we've always considered it a for-profit ministry because our goal is to advance conservative causes, to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And, you know, we do it in a way that we operate it as a business, but we're very, very much involved in doing it at a minimal cost. We work out of a barn. We basically put our lives into it. It's not a money-making operation.
When you say it's not a money-making operation, obviously it takes care of your family and such, but your point is it's not correct. About the money. It's about advancing these causes. It's about that's doing right. What you feel to be right before your God as his servant. And that's what I really want to get to before people get the case. Because when you hear the headlines about the case and you hear what you're guilty of and everything else, at first people just freak and go, oh my gosh, run. But people need to understand who you are first. And that's why I spend so much time on it, Philip.
Well, I really appreciate that because it is pivotal to understanding what's going on here. And, you know, people here locally, they're having an event here at noon, just a support rally. And, you know, the people in this community that know me, they know all this. But you're absolutely right. People around the nation, they don't know it.
Right. So when you say there's a rally today, let's talk about it really quick before we get into the case. Then you're having a rally today for you, right? Where?
Well, there's some supporters are doing that in a local church here in Waynesboro, Virginia. That's where I live.
All right. Well, I commend them for doing that today. 419fund.com, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to help with this case, they really need your support. Because even though Philip has done well for himself, hey, the government can drain any bank account. They've got endless money. And I don't care what resources you've got, they can drain it. That's why your support is so critical. Philip, do you want to speak to that really quick about how they run everybody out of money?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, my legal bills have been over $1 million. And, we help a lot of public interest conservative law firms. And one has donated some money towards my cause, about, I think, $15,000. But, for the most part, they've run from actually helping me either legally or financially. And I'm not sure why that is, whether they would consider it a conflict or what, because a lot of them we still do business with. But
yeah, I think part of it's a conflict. I think part of it's the rules that we've set up in America. There's so many regulations. Look, I mean, the average citizen commits like 3 felonies a day, okay? I mean, the average situation is that, hey, an attorney starts to take on real issues and they get, shut down from the bar. And I mean, people are just worried about their livelihoods. Their bread bowls are being smashed. And so they're freaking out and they don't know what to do. And people care and they want to help, but man, they're afraid. And so anyway, I go into this really to set the stage so people can understand when we talk about this case, you've got to have a thick skin to kind of power through this, because here's the deal. When did this all start, Philip, for you?
This started in 2012. They came after me with a civil suit.
All right. But when did you actually start giving the aid that's in question here? You supported a lady. When did all that happen?
The incident for which I was arrested happened in 2009.
All right, so I want to just stop you there for a second. Say, ladies and gentlemen, this has been going on for 9 long years, okay? You do an act of kindness, and 9 years later, you're not even close to done with it. You've lost all your money. Your whole livelihood has literally been destroyed or on the altar of this. Your reputation is gone. I mean, when Donald Trump says they'll lie, boy, howdy are we talking. Philip Zodiati's not even close to done with this. They need your help. 419fund.com. When we get back, we'll drill straight into the case. All right, we got the United States versus Philip Zodiati. We want a presidential pardon. Where the heck is the Donald, folks?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen. By a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, It Ain't Gonna Happen, a book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
This song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking to Philip Zodiati. His company, Response Unlimited. What does he do? He does mailings for Christian folks and others. He's really stood up politically for some incredible causes. Now it's political payback. Breaking news, the United States against Philip Zodiati. Where the heck is the Donald? Talk about a case for a presidential pardon. So this Christian man that runs a business, doing a great job, living the American dream, has adopted six children from South America, or Central America, I guess. A wonderful family, and he's doing his thing, living his life, and, well, he does what he does. He helps people. He's a Christian, right? So it's 2009. Philip, let's start there, sir.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I was convicted of driving a woman from Virginia to Buffalo, a woman and her child, a woman whose child was being sexually abused, and from Buffalo, New York, she left the country. So I was convicted of aiding and abetting international parental kidnapping and conspiracy to commit an international parental kidnapping.
Now, let me just stop you there, and that's why I set the stage so long that I set, because I want somebody to understand. So when you hear that Philip Zodiati was literally convicted of an international kidnapping case of children, and there's sexual abuse involved, and you hear all these things, all these buzzwords over decades have learned to just set your whole heart going, whoa, this guy's a real bad man. This guy, whoa, international kidnapping, children involved, lesbianism. And you read all that and you go, oh, my goodness. But all we're really talking about, let's take away all the buzzwords and all the media hype and manipulation and things that can set you off way in the wrong direction and say, all Philip did as a Christian was drive a lady from point A to point B. That's all Philip did. Uber could have done it, folks. The problem is that Christianity is at the center of this. The problem is a man who stood for constitutional Christian principles in his huge mail business is at the center of this. And so now you've taken something so simple. He, as a Christian, a charitable act of kindness, took a woman and her daughter from point A to point B. Kind, gentlemanly act. Christian thing to do. And now we're talking about international intrigue. We're talking about sexual whatever. We're talking about kidnapping. We're talking about where's the woman and child in question. We're talking about, and now Philip, no wonder a jury has melted down and got this wrong. No wonder people can't get a handle on this. No wonder people are running. But ladies and gentlemen, this is Liberty Roundtable Live, and we don't run. What we do is we drill into the truth. So let's talk about what happened. So you, in 2009, drove this lady and her daughter from point A to point B. Is that all you did?
They also pointed to the fact in my trial that I had allegedly, supposedly provided some funds. So that was pretty
much... But hold on a minute. Driving somebody in America, there's no crime. Giving people money is no crime.
Well, yes, I know that. You know that. But it doesn't matter. If they want to put somebody away, they're going to put somebody away.
And I think that is the scariest thing that strikes at the very heart of this case. Ladies and gentlemen, he drove somebody somewhere, and he gave him a little bit of money to try to make life easier for somebody struggling. Let's talk about who is struggling and what really happened to her, because then people will understand your involvement, sir. Go ahead.
All right. In what regard?
Yeah, so the lady's name?
Oh, Lisa Miller. I'm
all right,
sorry.
So Lisa Miller's the woman. Made some poor choices early in life, and she started to make great choices later in life. Christianity's at the heart, and whenever Christianity's at the heart, ladies and gentlemen, you know what happens. They go berserk. But so tell everybody about Lisa, and then we'll get into her daughter.
Well, you know, I did not know Lisa well. I obviously heard her story, and it was a tragic story early on, like you said. She was a Virginia resident, and she was going to Alcoholics Anonymous. And from what I understand is she met another lady there, and the folks there at AA, or I believe it was those folks, encouraged her to basically experiment in lesbianism, which she did. And this other woman, Janet Jenkins, was a lesbian. They lived together for a while, and then I think went to Vermont to acquire a civil union, and came back to Virginia. I hope I'm getting this story right, because you know I this is
your summary is perfect, sir. Philip sent me a lot of documents, ladies and gentlemen. I've read them all, and that's why I'm spinning the story the way I am, so people can understand. When I say spinning, that's why I'm giving you guys the understanding. The problem is you hear all the buzzwords first, and you just want to run. All right, but so this lady was an alcoholic. She was struggling in her life. She turned to lesbianism. She went and got a civil union. Keep going. That's right.
Yeah. Then the partner became very abusive, and she might have gotten in. She wanted to have a child, and she was inseminated, had a child, Isabella, and.
Let's be clear. She's the only one on the birth certificate, the mom. The one that got inseminated was correct. The only one on the birth certificate at first, right?
That is correct, and she's born here in Virginia. Virginia had, at the time, a marriage amendment that protected, did not recognize, or it was actually against the law to recognize any marriage or civil union of homosexuals from any state. So she was, the civil union in Vermont was not recognized here in Virginia.
All right, so she's in this relationship. She has a baby. There's two women that are mommies now, kind of a thing, recognized in Vermont because of the civil union, but not necessarily.
That's not so.
No.
That's not
okay.
So, because the other woman had nothing to do with the child. She actually, my understanding, she refused to adopt her on two occasions.
Understood. Okay.
Yeah, and she really had, I mean, I think that there was years that went by where she wanted absolutely nothing to do with the child. And what happened is the radical homosexual lobby got wind of this case and saw it as a case that would basically nullify the marriage amendments of various states and the federal DOMA. So they got in the middle of it, the ACLU, Lambda Legal, GLAAD, and now the Southern Poverty Law Center. And it actually became a collusion, I believe, between at least my involvement in the case, between the White House, the Department of Justice, and these legal groups. And they saw it as an opportunity to basically, through the courts, nullify these laws.
You see, ladies and gentlemen, why I say it's a case for a presidential pardon like no other? So at the heart of this, then, is all kind of things. It's your Christian stand. It's your male business that relates to Christian causes. I mean, they want to stop Philip for sure on the surface. But it gets more convoluted when you start to say, okay, wait a minute, this lady was an alcoholic. She fell into lesbianism. She had a child. It was her child. No contesting whatsoever. The other lady didn't want anything to do with it. And then things changed, right?
Yeah, Lisa Miller actually became a born-again Christian. She realized that her lifestyle was wrong, and she actually filed for, I'm not sure what it was, they dissolved the civil union, that she thought that was that. She went to Vermont to dissolve the civil union, the radical homosexual lobby, I mean, they basically came after Lisa in the courts to grant visitation rights for Janet Jenkins, who actually wanted nothing to do with the child. But so that was all political. And it just became a huge case in the courts here in Vermont and here in Virginia. And, you know, it was like, who has jurisdiction in this case? Well, we had the Virginia Marriage Amendment, which basically it should have been a no-brainer. And the first judge ruled in the case that absolutely Lisa had sole parental rights.
But that's not enough for these people, and plenty of money does plenty of things, doesn't it?
That's right. That's right. And it went on in the courts. Unfortunately, Lisa's lawyers made some technical mistakes. And it when it got up to the Supreme Court level of Virginia, that it was actually thrown out because of the mistakes that were made by her lawyers.
So, Philip, on one hand, it's hard to understand how he's even involved in this case, ladies and gentlemen. He's done. He drove a lady somewhere, and he helped her with a couple of bucks, as a Christian would do. And before you know it, he's involved in this, quote, international scandal, where you've got all these pro-perversion groups involved. I'm talking about God versus Satan epic battles. Where's the Donald? I'm going to keep asking that question. Philip Zodiati, our guest.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped-up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress. Now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
The full force of the United States government against Philip Zodiati, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking about this case has the most political intrigue in it you could possibly imagine. But it's so simple. All Philip did is drive a lady from one place to another and give her a couple of bucks, as you and I as Christians would do, right? Well, now it's just run off the rails. And what, on December 5th, they're going to take you to jail, Philip?
That's correct. I have to report 2 o'clock on Wednesday.
Our prayers are something happens. Our prayers are that we do the right thing on this one. President Trump, where are you, my friend? We need you desperately, and we need you now. All right, so you're telling this story. You got this lady, and she came out of the lesbian lifestyle and became a Christian. There was no contesting for her daughter at all, Isabella, but yet Lisa Miller then got a challenge on her hands, primarily backed from these lesbian groups that want to make a case out of it. Because what they really want to do is contend for parental rights. What they really want to do is go after the children. Philip, an innocent bystander, gets dragged into this in some very strange ways. So you give Lisa a ride, give her a couple of bucks, and then what happens?
Well, I have no idea what happened to Lisa.
Well, she took off internationally, right?
Right. Yeah.
And where she is now, we don't know, right?
No, that's correct. I do understand she went to Nicaragua. Janis Jenkins filed a civil suit in 2012, and they passed all of the information that they received from Discovery straight to the federal government or to the department, to the DOJ investigators, the FBI, whoever was behind my targeting, which was absolutely illegal. And they used that information that they acquired into Discovery to panel a grand jury from which they indicted me. And I was arrested. It was either 2 or 3 days before the statute of limitations ran out in 2014.
But the statute of limitations running out has nothing to do with you, right?
Well, they arrested me right before, because otherwise they wouldn't have been able to arrest me.
All right. So the point is they were watching the statute of limitations and they timed it perfectly.
Correct.
All right. I sound ignorant a little bit, but I'm doing this to highlight these points, right? I get it. I understand. They didn't let it run out. They literally knew that they were on the clock, and they literally timed it politically perfect for their agenda. So Lisa's gone. Yeah, we don't know where...
They had a very weak case, too. They had a very weak case against me.
All right, so Lisa's gone. We don't know where she is. Isabella, the daughter, is gone. We don't know where she is. She was 6 when this all started. What is she, like 15 now or something?
That'd be correct.
All right, and they're gone. We don't know where they are. Philip is getting run through the courts and the ringer. So how did this all happen then? They went for indictments where you didn't even get a chance to represent yourself, or what happened?
I went for 2 years before trial, which again is unconstitutional. I have to wait that long for a trial. But my trial was in September of 2016. and I was convicted. It was in Western District of New York federal court, and they did shop the case around to, which was also illegal on behalf of the government, to determine where they could most likely get a conviction. And where they wouldn't be thrown out on jurisdiction.
And their excuse for that was, we don't know how to jurisdictionally handle this because multiple states, the federal government, the Justice Department, all these people are involved. Was it? Is that the cover kind of for that?
Well, where they should have tried it was right here in the Western District of Virginia. I live in the Shenandoah Valley. It's a very conservative area. But they wouldn't dare try it here because they knew they'd lose.
All right. So they pushed for a change of venue there. So how does your trial happen then? Did you get a jury?
I got a jury, and jury was not comprised of my peers. They threw out anyone who was politically involved with in a conservative manner. They threw out anyone that had a college degree. They threw out anybody that went to church, indicated they went to church or was involved in church in any way. So basically what they had was uneducated, nobody beyond a high school level of education. And, you know, I'm sitting there looking at kids with tattoos and that sort of thing. And that was my jury. And to tell you the truth, a lot of people slept through that trial.
Well, and the sad part about this is, I mean, look, did they talk about and present the case that, hey, this Christian drove a lady somewhere and gave her a couple of bucks, as good Christians might do to a homeless person? Did that side get told? Or did all this international intrigue and lesbianism and Christianity, and you know, what story got told to the jury?
The story that got told to the jury was that I'm a homophobic and that I hate homosexuals, and that's why I did what I did. Which, you know, I love anybody in the name of Christ, and I don't hate homosexuals. That's a lie. They refuse to allow any evidence in court that would allude to the fact that I did this just to help somebody. They wanted to portray it as an act of hatred, and that was absolutely not the case. And you know, with the judge's cooperation, they were able to do that. All of my character witnesses, they refused to allow them to say anything other than he's a good person, he's honest and trustworthy, and he, I don't even think they allowed him to say that he helped people. And it was just a total charade.
Now, what about your attorneys, though? Wouldn't you have better attorneys than this that could force some of this to come out? What? I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't either, frankly. But I will tell you this. I'd sit there. It was almost a two-week trial, and I'd sit there in the courtroom thinking, how can this be the United States? This is more like Venezuela than the United States. You know, this just doesn't seem to be real. This is not the America I know. And because I don't believe I got a fair trial at all.
All right. So the jury, how long did they ask appropriate questions? Was anybody engaged?
Frankly, I don't think so. They also refused to allow anything about the sexual abuse to come out in trial because the court in Vermont refused to allow it to come out.
All right, now let's be very clear, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking about the sexual abuse related to Philip because there are not even any allegations of that. What we're talking about is the sexual abuse of the ex civil union partner that had no interest in the child for literally years. And then all of a sudden, once these groups back this lesbian, she doubles down with this great interest in the child. And the reason that Lisa Miller was trying to leave this ex-partner and was trying to get away so much was because there was abuse going on to her daughter that she wanted to stop. And so this is at the heart of the case, is it not? Even though it has nothing to do with you.
Absolutely. It's the reason Lisa left the country. And, who can blame her? If it was your child, wouldn't you do the same thing? I mean, but here we have the courts in Vermont basically sanctioning sexual abuse. I mean, it was court-sanctioned sexual abuse, just in order to get there to for political reasons. I mean, it shows you how perverted, how evil these people are on the other side.
It also shows you how involved the government really is in these agendas as well. Yep. All the way to the top, Philip.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. This interview is going to get harder, ladies and gentlemen, because when you think about what's being done here, it is shocking. So the questions start to come then. You know, they want to make this an international case to promote lesbianism. Literally to promote abuse. These organizations that are pro-gay, pro-lesbian, they hate Christians. They want Christianity on the altar. They want to barbecue Christianity. They want to promote their agenda. They want to act like this lifestyle is beautiful and blessed and above any other. They want to use this case to back into parental rights for, quote, whatever partners you want to call them. And even worse than that, ladies and gentlemen, what they want to do is they want to hold innocent Christians responsible. You never help anybody out of a lesbian lifestyle, out of an alcoholic lifestyle, out of an abusive relationship situation for a child, or else you'll be the next one going down. Do you believe that they're sending that massive message? This is just an opinion now, but I believe this massive message has literally reverberated through the whole of Christianity in America today.
That's right. Yeah, it really is the criminalization of Christianity. This is the beginning of it. And it reminds me a lot of, Germany in the earlier days prior to World War II, when the Christians just buried their heads in the sand and they did nothing. They saw them coming after the Jews, and the Christians said, well, you know, it really doesn't affect me. And, you know, eventually they came after the Christians as well, and those who would not back the Nazis and Hitler. And, you know, eventually they're going to come after you folks if you don't stand the line. And I don't see that happening today. There's been Christian leaders that have learned about my case, and I've asked them to, because they have access to President Trump, and they've refused. And I can't understand that, because, that's my name. God tells us to help in Proverbs. He says, when you see a brother in need, you help them. And we just have to put I've had to just put my trust in God. God promises all along throughout the scripture. He's given, I have 24 pages of scriptures written down that God has promises that God has given me. I've read through the Bible twice since all this has come down, and it's loaded with promises where he he's the ultimate victory. And, Proverbs 29:26 says, many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that a man gets justice. So I have to keep my focus on God and realize that it's only he that's going to bring this through. My life has been, the life of that my wife and I have led has been full of miracles. God has done many miracles in our lives. And just like God told the Israelites to look back at what he had done for them, you know, when they were standing up against the Red Sea and the Egyptians were coming after, they had nowhere to go, you know, but God opened the way for them to go, and he slaughtered the Egyptian army. That's going to happen in my case. I absolutely believe it. But our trust has to be in the Lord and not in man.
And we know that God will save. What we don't know is how and when and what. And we don't know the parameters. It's his plan and his timing, not ours. And we need to be humble and accept that as well. But ladies and gentlemen, this case is tear-jerking. What on earth is going on in the United States of America? Where is President Donald Trump? He knows they're going after him. He should know how one-sided and manipulated it can get. Where are the Christians to stand up for Philip Zodiati? It is the United States against Philip Zodiati, ladies and gentlemen. The full force of the federal government with international implications behind it. All because he literally drove a lady from point A to point B and he gave her a couple of bucks. As any of us Christians at least should have done. Hour one in the can, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two coming up. Philip's going to stay with us. And I'm telling you right now, this case, we've got to do something. 419 419fund.com to help Philip and family. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States.